Cardiff, this is Ruben. Can you please hold?
Sure.
Who's calling, please?
It's Fran.
Yo, give me 1 second.
Sure.
Hey, Fran, how are you doing?
Well, I got back from lunch, and then, of course, I missed your call, so then the phone rang, and you know how it is. Here I am calling you.
Oh.
You told me to call you. I'm calling you.
Yeah. You got it. Give me a second. Okay. Da, 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 da. Here are the documents. Give me 1 second, please. Hello?
Hello.
I'm not lying that I'm busy, I promise.
Oh, I know. I'm the same way, because I cover this office, I cover the phones, and I do all the sales.
Gotcha. Is that all?
And the taxes.
Oh, that's it.
And the bookkeeping.
Oh, is that it? And this is Affordable Granite LLC, correct?
Right. Fran Hardy. But you know, Ruben, if we're not busy, we're not making any money.
Dare I? Yeah, I'm drowning. But I'm trying to get better at my job, trying to delegate. That's my biggest issue.
It doesn't work for me to delegate. 2 years
you
ago
have to.
I hired two other people and lost $200,000.
All right, then I don't blame you.
I took it back over, and I'm back up to making what I should make. Because people lie. They're not capable. And people say trust them, and they screwed up.
Well, I'm not that jaded yet, but I can understand your position.
Yeah, seriously?
You gotta find the 1 out of 10 that are good. Dude, can you check your email real quick?
I can, but it's across the room. Hold on.
Thanks. Thank you.
Okie dokie. So I'm printing them all out.
Yeah, so let's walk you through these.
Hold on. The printer's having a problem. Just a second.
No worries. What? Yeah, you can always borrow my car, too.
Okay, the printer's printing them.
Sure. And just, you know, there's no documentation fee included. I believe they'll just invoice you after the transaction. So I want to walk you through everything on this. And then hopefully, get this order. Oh, I think the order's already placed. I did text Regent. They said they're going to refund you once they receive our funds.
Okay.
And then in terms of documents, just a few quick things to note. Make sure when signing the signatures on the documents look the same as the signatures on your driver's license. Very important.
Okay.
And then I can walk you through these when you're ready.
Okay, I'm waiting for him to print out across the other side of the room.
Are you guys looking for any other machinery in the near future?
I don't think so, but that could change. You never know.
Yeah, we also do cash loans, by the way, for inventory and jobs if you're ever looking for that.
What's your rates on that?
Ain't cheap!
I figured.
But a lot of the customers that I work with, when I first heard of, have you ever heard of a working capital loan or no?
Yeah, I've had one. Years
ago. You've had? Who have you done it with?
Oh, my God. Years ago with Wachovia Bank in Virginia.
Oh, so nothing recent?
Nothing recent, no.
So basically, kind of to give you the nuts and bolts of it, it is a short-term cash loan between 6 to 18 months, typically, for a specific need. So the reason the customers that I work with, for example, I have a client right now, and what they do is they go, do you do your things on consignment, or do you have your own slab yard?
I do a mixture.
Okay. So I can kind of tell you what an average customer does with me. Customer right now, are you familiar with like black pearl, that kind of stone?
Oh, yes.
So they sell a lot of black pearl. They do. Now, they're a $7 million company. That's no swipe at you. They're just a little bigger.
They
started at like 100 grand, and that comes with its own can of worms, by the way. But so what they did was, They went to their distributor and they said, hey, look, we're buying around 150 grand of black pearl on average a month. We're going to buy 3 months up front. We're going to buy $450,000 from you. But if we buy $450,000 up front from you, got to give us a deal. Now, that's a salesperson who sells that stone. They said, you're going to pay cash, not terms? They said, yep, we'll pay cash. So what they did was they said, okay, we're going to knock it down by about 75 grand. So for Mike, and that's the first time around. So for my customer, they sell this consistently, and it was just a numbers game. For them, they said, well, if we borrow, instead of 450, if we borrow 375, will we have to pay back more than $75,000 in 3 months? If we have to pay back more than $75,000, does it make sense? If we have to pay less than $75,000 in 3 months, it makes sense. So it's usually about a specific need, or an opportunity. I also have some customers that come to me and just say, hey, look, we're trying to tackle a big job. You mentioned you're doing like a nursing home, correct?
Correct.
And some of their customers don't pay on time. And so some of my customers, things kind of get tight and they say, hey, look, we're doing a job that might, you know, we can't bounce labor checks and we need 60 or 70 grand. The job makes sense, but things are tight. And we can give them an unsecured cash loan. It's unsecured cash that's directly wired into the account. And we do about 10% of revenues, top line revenues a year. So whatever amount is on your tax return, or about 1 month. So how much do you guys do a month in sales?
Between 56 and 63.
You got exact numbers. I like that. You're studious. So if you looked at it, you'd probably get around 50 to 60 grand if you had an opportunity or a need.
Well, let me tell you what I did with the nursing home. I said, well, I don't want to upfront this for the thing. Tell you what, if I negotiate that you can get your container price and you pay all the shipping and container for a flat $2,500, I'll negotiate it and be the broker for you and guarantee it gets shipped in and you get my wholesale price. So then, and they said, okay. So then I called the guy who's the distributor, who I went to college with his son in Vietnam. They live in Vietnam. He's a Florida State student at Amherst in the 60s. And I called and I said, Wan Thang, It's fancy. I need a favor. So he paid me $2,500. They paid me $2,500, and they paid for their stone. And I made $5,000 off the top of the two of them. And I didn't spend a frickin' nickel. When I retire here in 2 years, that's what I'm going to do for two big companies.
Okay, you're going to be the broker that arranges it. Okay, that's cool.
My brother-in-law is a retired international attorney with the Pentagon.
Okay.
He has to be over there inspecting factories all the time anyway for Rolls-Royce, who he now works for. And he actually made sure, went to the docks, made sure the containers got on the docks, everything was paid for, and then had it met in San Francisco, made sure it got delivered here, and I got my money.
Well, yeah, the biggest challenge for the container world is...
I want to tie up $200,000.
That's why a lot of customers borrow money from me. I don't see too much in Vietnam, to be honest. I see a lot in China and a lot in Brazil.
I see a lot in Vietnam.
Okay, well, I personally see a lot in Brazil.
Hong Sung just moved to Vietnam from China.
Oh, one of the suppliers?
Yeah.
What's the name of them?
Hanstone.
Hanstone, okay. I know certain names.
And they're also known as Hanawa.
Okay, well, you know, maybe in the...
Two retired military people that own it who were officers in Vietnam, that's why it moved there. They're Americans.
Okay.
They're Americans. They may employ the other people, but the two money people, they're Americans.
Gotcha.
The retired Pentagon people.
Well, I think you're understanding the concept.
Ought to be illegal.
What?
Ought to be illegal.
To what?
You know, yours and my tax dollars gave them those jobs and all those connections, and now they're getting rich.
I don't think getting rich or working hard is an evil thing.
No, but they wouldn't have those connections if we hadn't. Well,
I'm not going to shed any tears for you because I'm in California, which is the highest.
That's true.
So you're not going to get, like, when people are like, oh, I'm like, do you know we pay 10% income tax? Do you know we pay massive sales tax on cars? So for me, it's like, I have no kids. I pay property taxes.
Everyone's education by your own.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But I'm fine because at the end of the day, it is what it is. But I'm not one of those.
But this is why I don't mind taxes. I like a fireman. I want a cop.
There you go.
I like out here at night in front of my shop that the city of Columbus provides. I like knowing when that pothole was terrible last year, I made two phone calls, and in 3 days they came and fixed it. If you didn't pay taxes, who the hell's going to fix that hole? You're not going to fix it. I don't know how to fix it. When people bust their guts about taxes, I wish I made enough to pay even more.
It's all about being reasonable. That's the problem. People.
It's a lifestyle. Don't you like your lifestyle?
People try to, like, and here's the thing. Some people want no taxes. Some people want to do crazy taxes. And for me, it's all reasonable. So for me, I'm like, when people, like, I talk to people in the most reasonable way because when things get heated, nothing gets solved. So it's all about being reasonable. Being irrational, I mean, it just doesn't work for me.
Well, like,
so,
we changed how this corporation runs, where Bob has more stock than me because he's 7 years younger than I am. That was so that we no longer need to put the pre-tax $30,000 equally for our retirement funds between us.
Correct.
But all of it for him. And he pays more income taxes so that he has the larger, he can start building up his Social Security. We're going to be at the max of a household when we both retire. But because I had to start taking mine already, there was no need to keep adding to mine. I wasn't going to get another.
Yeah, it's
so
being reasonable.
Build up his. And someone said to me, does it bother you that you had to relinquish part ownership of the company to legally do this?
It's your husband.
Right. You will love this joke. A woman called here, it's been over a year ago, and she says to me, do you have any influence with the owner? I said, well, I'm sleeping with him. Will that work? She hung up.
Yeah.
Send up humor.
Yeah, people don't, that's actually, I like that. No, I like your style. Just to walk you through it, by the way, I just want to make sure you understand.
You don't have a serial number on here, sweetie.
Of course I don't. The equipment's not been shipped yet.
Oh, okay.
It's item or serial number. So just to confirm, this is a non-cancelable contract. There is not a discount for paying off on this early. So we are giving the discount up front on the monthly payments.
Correct.
It's a better deal for you.
Actually, it's pretty good interest. I already did it. I was very pleased.
It's a fair deal. So let's just walk you through this real quick.
Okay. I think delivery and acceptance. I'm on that page. The computer probably isn't.
Let me open these up. Give me one second. Okay. Dun, dun, dun.
Bob won't be back here for an hour and 20 minutes. He's stuck.
That's
in
okay.
Front. Okay. Well, it's not okay. There's a big wreck on 270. Because
give me
God
one
forbid,
second.
Do not use your signals.
So let's bring this up. All right. So here we go. There should be the first page is a FedEx page, so you don't need to do anything with that.
I don't need to do anything with that. Okay.
Yeah, it's good for you to send the documents back. So the second page says is the terms. It said, you see where it says acceptance and agreement in the middle?
Okay, that's Schedule A, delivery and acceptance, automatic payment authorization, photo and delivery license.
Yeah, I think we're working backwards.
Are there any more pages over there? Okay.
The first page should have the first page of the contract, which is say commercial financing.
That's the contract. And
correct.
The second page is a pre-delivery.
All right, so let's go to the first page. So Bob will be signing there where it says acceptance of the agreement on the bottom.
Correct.
He'll be signing his name. So he'll sign his name just like the signature on his driver's license. He'll use blue or black ink. We prefer blue, by the way, just in case it kind of yeah. He'll write his name, his title being member, and he'll date it.
Okay.
Below that, where it says guarantor, number one, he'll sign.
Okay.
He'll print his name. I'm sorry. So where guarantor, he'll just sign. I'm sorry. He'll sign and date it. And where it says guarantor number two, you'll sign and date it. You will not put a title.
Number two. Okay.
Yeah, that's where your name is pre-printed. You'll not put any title there. Let's see. The next page, Schedule A, Bob will be signing and dating where it says signature of customer.
Okay.
The next page, it says delivery and acceptance receipt.
Yep.
He'll be signing and dating it.
Okay.
The next page is for the automatic payment, so you'll fill that out with bank information.
Yep.
Sign it and date it.
Okay.
I don't need a copy of your driver's licenses. He'll just sign it and date it as well as print his name because you'll be sending me a copy in the mail. I do need a copy. You just don't need to put a copy in that square.
Okay, okay.
Pre-delivery, Bob will be signing and dating it.
Okay.
The check will be made out to Bank of Cardiff.
Right.
The amount.
Not the voided check, but the...
Yeah, it'll be a separate business. Business check. It'll be for $2,039.76.
Yep.
As long as it's coming from the business account.
Yep.
You'll also get a letter for insurance. Easiest thing to do is once we get these documents, you can fax them or scan email them to me. Please also include a copy of that check. I'll get them into funding today. You fax or email them to me, please give me a call. I'll make sure they look good, and then I'll give you the green light to FedEx all the documents to us.
Okay.
After that, we'll review them. We'll either call you probably today, probably tomorrow, honestly, depending on the time. It's already, 3 or 4 o'clock your times.
Right.
But we'll call you tomorrow, verify the terms, and then give us the okay to release the payment to the vendor. And then once it's delivered, we'll follow up for serial numbers.
Excellent. Okay. I don't think I have any other questions. Oh,
fantastic.
Do you want the date? I would prefer to have it drawn out of the account.
No, I think we will do that. I can get your exact billing cycle date.
Okay. My favorite is the 5th or the 17th. I have 2 auto payments that come from other people that will more than cover this.
I would just say during the verification call, when they do the verification call, I'll have you go over that with the funder and ask if you can do that.
And I'll tell you why. I have 5 things that all come out on the 5th. And
I understand. It's fine. There's a lot of customers that say, hey, we want this date. And, they're pretty easy to work with.
I do a big corporation here that if you put your bill on a Thursday, which I do the last Thursday of every month, on the 5th of every month, my money is there.
I gotcha. Okay. No, that's reasonable. That's
someone
fine.
Someone said to me they didn't care for working for them. Well, that's because you didn't follow their procedure.
Gotcha.
If you follow the procedure... They're a huge corporation. I've done work for them for 10 years, and they've never even withheld one penny.
Okay.
So when people say that someone's not a nice person, You always need to find out why.
Gotcha.
Because we had a huge company in Virginia before we sold everything during after 9/11 and moved up here. And we used to do a couple hundred grand a month doing nothing but Marriott and hotel work. And it just dried up after 9/11.
Okay.
Terrible, terrible, terrible. Okay, well, Bob will be here. We'll get everything all signed.
Yeah, just make sure the signatures match up. That's the most important thing. But once you send them over, give me a call back so I can confirm, okay?
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Pleasure, friend. Bye-bye.